Hey, what's going on, friends? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings from 107.3 WBBL. This one takes us back to August 5th, 2016. I released these shows in the order that they actually happen. On every Monday and Wednesday, I'm sorry, every Monday, every Monday and Friday, okay, on my Patreon. I just released the whole show in their entirety, but I'd like to give you a little free view of them right here. Okay, so check it out. If you like it, you think, hey, yeah, let's go back in time and hear what was happening. Then, you know, maybe that's something for you. You can get the full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. There is tons of content I put on my Patreon in addition to the free daily podcast. All right, when podcasting is what you do for a living, you better damn well be sure you give these people a lot of content. I want to hog all the content. I want you listening to all this stuff on my Patreon. Don't forget, the crown jewel is the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben, of course, my radio partner on BBL during the back half of my time there, but we do a podcast each and every week. This is my challenge to you. Go to my Patreon and sign up for just 1 month. That's it. Just 1 month. All right. And, you know, you'll know right away if you like it. And it's just $5 for all the audio, $10 for the audio, the video, and the live streams per the month, per month. If you like it, let it ride. Or if you hate it, cancel it. And you get the rest of that month. If you like it, you can also convert it to a yearly. And I'll save you 10%. There you go. It's win-win. And then, you know, you'll have given it a try. I appreciate it if you have, or if you're thinking about it, or if you do it, or if you've done it in the past, all that stuff. Either way, I'm just happy you're giving me a few minutes of your time. Thank you. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. And good morning. This is the Eric Zane Show. Show number 85 is away and off and running. Friday morning. Thanks for tuning in. It's the 5th of August. In the MapesDebt.com bankruptcy studios, here we are. And I'm excited about a lot of things. First of all, it's always exceptional on Fridays. I mean, anybody who's finishing up the work week is like, yeah. Except for, of course, people who have to work Saturday, which does happen quite a bit. But nevertheless, it's Friday. And I put the show together, and there isn't one reference to anything. Nothing political entered the news cycle, which means, I mean, it goes a little bit about our coverage of things we talk about, things that are interesting, things that are that we can make fun of is ultimately what it all boils down to. And there was really nothing that I paid attention to enough to even have any forms of thoughts, of jokes. So that's going to be good news for a lot of people. We welcome in Julius. Julius, welcome, buddy. How are you?
Good. Good morning. We might have something by the end of the show. Who knows?
You never know.
Still early.
Never know.
Someone could say something stupid.
So, yeah, that's part of it. And today is, we got a lot of fun things to talk about. A lot of interesting things. Tyler Doan is here. Welcome, Tyler. How are you, buddy?
Happy Brett Favre Day. I'm doing very well, Eric. How are you?
This is the weekend he's inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's correct.
Now, who cares?
Tyler it's brings Brett that Favre. Up is because he is a massive Packers
fan. Oh, okay.
So, in fact, it's a toss-up, I think, between Ronald Reagan and Brett Favre or the Packers.
I find that Tyler likes a lot of overrated people. Brett Favre is the most overrated quarterback to ever play.
The thing about Favre is he seemed to have great success kind of moving around the pocket and then just throwing it as far as he possibly could.
He has a ton of touchdowns. I'll give him that. Ton of yards. Also has a ton of interceptions and a very low completion percentage.
Well, anyone who followed the Packers and as Lions fans, you know you followed them pretty well. He tended to make something from nothing a lot of times, moving around in the pocket, get people scrambling, and then he throws it 1 million miles an hour. This is Brett Favre in the huddle 90% of the time. All right, you guys, go long. Okay, here's the play. The bomb. All right, it's the first quarter. It's 2 minutes into the game. All right, fellas, huddle up. Hail Mary.
And the Packers will take the ball at the 20-yard line to open this game. All right, boys. Streaks all. Let's go.
All right. All right, their opening formation doesn't even have a tight end. It's no running backs. It's all wide receivers lined to one side. They don't even have enough wide receivers to be in the game. So they bring in like one of the gunners. Go long. And boy, did that guy drive me nuts for many years. It got a little weird, though. Well, there was the overstayed your welcome time when Rodgers, you know, that whole business.
Yeah, that was bad.
That got a little weird. And then there was the when he played for the Jets.
The dong picture.
He took a picture of his penis and sent it to Jen Sturger.
Sturger, yeah. She's pretty cool. She's not like... She's really good looking.
She covers sports now.
She is, yeah. She's like a pretty respected sports journalist. And everyone kind of called her a whore and stuff. But like, no, Favre is the one that sent her the dong pic. She was like, ew.
Sturger.
She didn't like the gray hairs.
Yeah. First of all, she got her start in the business by being photographed all the time as a Florida Seminole fan. And she's really attractive. So she stood out. And I was like, oh my God, who is this? So then she kind of made a name for herself, and that's springboarded into what she's doing now. And then at some point, Brett Favre said, hey, I'm an old gunslinger, and I'm going to do my thing. I may be 42 years old, and I might be married for a long time. And I think his wife has been battling cancer, and he's been like by her side the whole time. And then all of a sudden, he just spins out and takes a picture of his penis and sends it to this chick. And everyone's like, wait a minute. This is Brett Favre. You're Mr. America. You're Mr. Wrangler Jeans, for God's sake. Tyler, is any of this wrong?
No, he doesn't know about that.
No. This is all correct. However, that made me endear him even more because he's human. He's human. And I think he proved that with that.
But he hates Bill Clinton because he did some stuff. There's some hypocrisy.
A little.
Tyler loves who he loves and hates who he hates.
So, yeah, he took a picture of his dong on his flip phone and sent it off to this. Sent it off to her. Hey, darling. Jen.
What'd you think?
Jen, I unzipped my Wrangler acid wash jeans to take a picture of my penis. Here you go. And then he did that, and I was like, wow, that's weird. And then it all went strange. And then, because I remember that year with the Jets, he started off awesome, and then he kind of tapered off. And
went downhill,
And the Jets started off good, but then he kind of faltered.
And then he went to the Vikings and had that great year where they almost took him to the Super Bowl.
And that game against the Saints.
Saints were in that was the Bounty Gate game, a lot of people say, where he was headhunted. And then the next year, he just completely fell apart.
Yeah, and that Saints game, that was the one where he kind of, he was trying to make something out of nothing.
And then crushed time after time.
Threw that interception late. So, yeah. So, Favre. And Tyler is calling it Happy Brett Favre Day. And, you know, it's funny because that comes up. But I actually wrote down that I was going to talk a few things Doan related here. Probably the best time to do this. First thing in the morning. Julius, Tyler's text messaging, it just doesn't make sense.
No? I'm shocked.
All right. And you get like random things from Tyler during the day, so it's not out of the question like on Wednesday to read, I'm listening to the podcast, and as you're talking about the dentist and flossing, I felt guilty, so I had to go floss while I continued listening. And then...
I am more resolute than ever in not flossing. I'm like, oh, cool, good, not flossing. They talked about it again on CNN yesterday. I was like, yeah.
Great. Story's buzzing through the news cycle. And then I wrote, yes, it's Floss Guilt. He wrote, my grandma Doan's name was Flossie.
Flossie? Flossie Doan?
It sounds very odd, Doan. It sounds sexual, actually. Tyler, later on. Also... If you're wondering who Len is in this text, that's Len runs GVSU's radio station. Len O'Kelly has been around the industry forever.
Oh yeah,
you work with both you guys.
Mm-hmm. Len, he was my professor for a year, a couple years.
We used to call him Golden Throat because he has a very warm voice, and he did voice work for us in the past.
He has a very warm throat.
He definitely has a warm throat. And I didn't. This one kind of. I didn't understand where this was going. Also, I've been talking to Len, and what do you think about doing a bit called Tyler Doan Goes to College Tomorrow with my advisor and doing something with my friend Colton, who's called in the show? Now, I have no idea what that is, what the bit is.
I have no idea.
Tyler Doan goes to college with his friend. What? And we're going to do what now?
We're going to take a shower.
He's home for a couple... He's home for a couple days, and I'm sleeping at his house tonight. His mother is also a professor at GVSU. Len told me to remind you. Next subject. It's just rambling. Len told me to remind you he's still technically on the payroll at the old station. Just wanted me to talk to you first. Let me know what you think.
Let me know what I think. I don't know. It was just, it was like, it wasn't even congruent. It was just, it was like non sequitur. I didn't, what?
Think about what?
There's nothing to think about there. And then he writes,
at the very least, I think we'll have a good Tyler Doan slumber party video.
Is this going to be some weird fetish film? That Later on.
My slumber party got canceled.
I'm like, what? I didn't even know you were having one because I lost you halfway through the last text.
Did it actually say slumber party?
Yes. Yes, it did.
No 22-year-old man should have a damn slumber party. I stopped having slumber parties at age 12.
Next non sequitur.
Maybe 13.
I wrote, oh no. I don't want him to feel bad, so I always reply, usually. Next non sequitur.
Guess I'll have to work on my Goonie impressions tonight.
What?
I think that means he's going to watch the Goonies. Let's see. 2 hours later.
I've drank more water today than I have in the last 6 years.
That's it. Then yesterday he felt bad about constantly tweeting Mike North and Andy Furman. I have no idea. I don't even think he did anything that bad, but he felt like he just killed somebody. So he would include you and I in the texts or in the tweets, and I'm like, quit including us because someone's going to do the legwork and I don't want people to know what goes on here. Just I want to stay below the radar.
Yeah. If I ever go apply for a job at Fox Sports Radio down the road, they're going to be like, and this Andy North guy becomes a big shot because he's obviously not a big shot right now. They'd be like, you see, you're in on these tweets.
Well, he's got several hundred thousand people following him on Twitter, at least two or three, I think, though. I mean, the guy, he's pretty prominent. And then later on, listen to this one.
I just spent 5 minutes choking on a pancake.
Is pancake a euphemism for something else?
Joey pancake.
Does this go back to your slumber party with your friend Cutler or whatever his name was?
Cutler.
Colton.
Colton calls it his pancake.
And he writes, I'm fine, but I'm sure you'd like to know. Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I wrote, what the hell? And then his last text of the night was,
I have a really small mouth.
The pancake thing makes a hell of a lot more sense now.
No.
They were flipping pancakes.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, God. Yeah, so it's just one after the other. This guy is just a gold mine. Bill's called it forever ago. When I started here, I was here probably like, it was probably like 2 weeks in. Julius, you had finally sat in here on show 8, and then after that, Tyler came in about the same time, mm-hmm. And Bill said, "Man, don't. I mean, he's a good character. There's a lot there," I'm like, yeah, I know. He goes, there's a lot to work with there. You're gonna have a lot of fun with Doan.
That was Bill's way of saying, take Doan away from me.
Tyler still works on Bill's show in the evening. Now, Tyler, you start college soon. You have how much time left till you graduate?
I think at least right now, still a year and a half, but my schedule's getting worked out with Len.
Okay, so we're starting to get to that period where Tyler will be in here with us. I think you can still pull that off, can't you? Mornings, and then you continue. Man, that is awesome. That's a good gig to have this job where you're earning, and then you can go and finish school. Man, that's a good thing.
You know that kid who asks the stupid questions in class?
Yeah.
Do you think that's Tyler?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, I mean, he came down. He was in a panic today over the password on the computer, and just to see him struggle with that. I mean, he told everybody in the building that he doesn't have that Julius's password isn't working. Did it work for him?
Yeah, first time. I was like, okay, cool. We're good.
All right.
Yeah, we all thought like things were going down. We thought stations were off air. Who knows what?
If Tyler comes tracking you down, you think
there's smoke coming from the server room, then we got a panic issue.
Yes.
We got a panic issue then.
All right, we got a lot to get to today. In fact, we're saying goodbye to one of our fellow employees. We had a party yesterday for him. A couple of thoughts from that. Gravy is offended. Gravy Baby Hands from Hot FM he could not believe that I didn't know something. Had a discussion with him. He was shocked, and he was judging me viciously. He'll actually join us in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
And he was like,
I'm curious.
He's like, what? You don't know this? You don't know? we'll tell you about that. All coming up as we are in the Mapestead.com bankruptcy studios for show 85. And remember, if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBM.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show, get it at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you.